USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A coalition of opposition parties to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced they've reached a deal to form a new government. The deal coming minutes ahead of a Wednesday deadline will likely see Netanyahu's 12-year term in power ended. Former Defense Minister Naftali Bennett and centrist lawmaker Yair Lapid announced the coalition, which will have to be approved by the Israeli parliament. Under the plan, the two men will split a 4-year term as prime minister. And the FBI says the cyber attack on one of the largest meat suppliers in the country came from a hacker group with links to Russia. In a statement Wednesday, the Bureau attributed the ransomware attack on JBS USA to R. Evil and Sodino Kibi, two groups allegedly operating out of Russia. The attack halted production at the company's facilities on Tuesday before they were able to restore most operations on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC shows that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states already having reached the president's goal of 70%. About 133 million Americans have thus far been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The White House and Senate Republicans are resuming talks Wednesday over a deal on infrastructure spending. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden met with Republican Senator Shelley Marcapito from West Virginia on Wednesday. The main topic of discussion was infrastructure. The White House saying they'd like to work out a bipartisan deal with 10 Republican senators who position themselves as part of what they call the productive minority in the GOP that are willing to work with the White House. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise, and I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay-for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt, but also will keep the deficit down. So they've talking about having a week to do that. And I think we'll see whether both sides are in fact interested in really getting to a solution.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test on Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's Derby win being overturned. Baffert himself has been suspended by Churchill Downs for 2 years for the failed test. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.